The asteroid that is predicted to hit Earth in December of 2032 now has more than a 2% chance of doing that. It's moved up again. We reported this 3 weeks ago. An asteroid had been spotted by scientists that had a 1.3% chance of hitting Earth in December of 2032. We're a little over, 7 years away from that happening. Then, earlier this week, or last week, I guess, we reported it went up to a 1.9% chance. Now, there is a 2.2% chance that the asteroid will hit Earth.
You know, I don't think they'll ever really tell us if it's going to hit us.
That was my question.
Because they will not want to cause a panic.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we get up to the 3 or 4% chance and then suddenly we never hear about it again, it's hitting us.
You think it'll hit us?
Do you not think, Biggie? I mean, I understand the mindset, and I'm sure plenty of people believe that, quote unquote, they won't tell us. But anybody can buy a telescope. I mean, I don't know if you can get the high-powered telescopes.
Yeah, but are there really that many people who can do the math on it to tell you?
Just because I can see it doesn't mean it's going to hit Earth.
Yeah. There's...
But you can track these things and sort of predict where they'll go. That's really essentially all we're hearing.
That's what they're doing. That's right. They're tracking it. But, well, I don't know. Would NASA say, okay, it's got a 95% chance of hitting us? You know, would they tell us 6 months out?
Yeah.
Or would it cause a big panic?
Well, and this won't kill everyone.
No, that's the other thing. In terms of how dangerous it is, it's 220 to 330 feet in diameter, which they are saying on a danger level of 0 to 10, it's a 3. So if it hit us, it would do local damage, but not be like a world ender. You know, it would just localize to wherever it hits would be a problem.
It wouldn't block the sun for 100 years.
No.
The dust cloud.
Correct. If it hit right in the middle of Toronto would have a lot of issues, but New York City would not, according to what I read today.
I'm watching a show right now that kind of deals with something like this.
Yeah.
And it's very much a the haves were saved, but the have-nots just kind of stayed out to deal with the world ending. And I feel like that's what would happen, too.
Yeah, the poors would probably have to deal with it.
Exactly.
I just watched a movie yesterday called Titanic.
I noticed
the
has
and the have not.
It was on.
I noticed that was on.
Let me tell you something. When it's on,
uncut?
I watch it. When it's on, cut. With
edited?
With edited. I mean, it took me 4.5 hours to
watch
it.
They blur the boobies in the car scene and the painting scene?
Yeah.
They blurred all that.
They go right over that. It's such a bummer.
No tasteful pubes, the blurring, all of it. All the cursing was out. I don't care. When it's on, I watch it. I don't care. That's the poors versus the riches.
The riches survive incredibly high numbers?
Much more so than the poors, for sure. I mean, the poors, you know, they didn't care.
They couldn't get to the boats and
They left them down below. They even locked the doors on the poors. They didn't care. It didn't matter one bit to them. So you may be right. It might be. But again.
And you're okay with this? Is that your take?
I don't want to confirm or deny.
Well,
I don't have a take on this yet.
Oh, okay.
It's only a 2% chance it's going to hit.
Talking asteroid.
I'm not going to have to deal with this.
Well, I don't even know if you count as you'd be even rich enough to be put into the bunker.
No. Well, you're talking about the elites.
See, the thing is, our buddy BB Shea has called you out on this many times, Kelly. You don't embrace the rich lifestyle. So you could have had first class bookings on Titanic, but as cheap as you are, you'd buy the single room.
I would have bought steerage.
You'd have bought steerage.
I would have definitely bought
steerage. Be down there with the dancing Irish people.
100%. And that's my least favorite scene of the movie. Once they do the dancing, the Irish dancers, that's when I went to the, that's when I had dinner.
You're all doomed anyway.
It'd be the one time you should have splurged and didn't.
Dance it up. Yeah, you don't splurge.
That's right. I do not splurge. B.B. Shea has said, embrace the rich lifestyle. I said, son, I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Then you'd be trying to talk your way onto the boats. But I am rich.
Right.
Beat it, poor.
You call that a tuxedo?
I saw where you were staying. No. I have money.
Show me your room key. Show me your stateroom key.
It's steerage.
I'm just really cheap.
Your clothes don't even fit.
I'm one of you.
Look at you. Your clothes come from Goodwill. Yes, but it's because I'm cheap. I do have money. I just won't spend it. Show me a picture of your car.
Oh my God. Yeah. No.
Show me your registration.
You know, oftentimes in these asteroid situations, you have to be rich to be saved, or you have to have some type of skill that they need. Yeah. And I don't think any of us possess something that they need.
I would tell him, I'll do the announcements on on the next boat.
I'd like to welcome you to the end of the world.
Yes, yes.
Don't panic as you climb into the lifeboats, everybody.
I would have done the announcements on the lifeboat. I'll do the announcements.
Now, remember, then. 7 people only.
Your voice is terrible. I have a
I was up late.
I was screaming at the TV. That's why. I can do it. I can make the announcements.
Women and children first. Wink.
I would. If the asteroid hits, I would make the announcements of where to go. Mm-hmm. I would do the PA announcing for that.
Head west, south,
exactly.
Whatever.
I'd tell you, it's going to hit, Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
Move out. Get out of here.
Well, and they... I don't want to give too much away. I don't even want to say the name of the show, but you kind of see flashbacks to the arrival of everybody to this. It's a bunker, basically,
yes,
in a mountain. Mm-hmm. And you would need somebody there because it's a bunch of planes landing people. So you would need somebody to be like, please don't panic.
There it is.
Bring your asteroid tickets to line 3.
That's the skill I would have. Mm-hmm. Now, the asteroid, by the way, so 2.2% chance of it hitting the Earth. That's still, if it was a 2.2% chance of rain tomorrow, we'd be like, well, it's not going to rain.
Yeah.
So most people are saying, as you know, hit me. Let it hit me.
Yeah.
That seems to be the
I want to be in the path of it.
Aim right for us.
Right.
Is this one of those things that has a scientific name, but we'll come up with some colorful nickname for it?
Oh, I bet we would. If it got close
enough. Comets have names. Asteroids don't. Right.
I guess not.
Because comets recur.
Yeah.
Asteroids are just kind of one and done.
If you're Halley's Comet, yes.
Right.
Asteroids.
Kohoutek was a comet.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't believe.
Mm-hmm. You know what I've always thought? There's real conspiracy theory for you.
Yeah.
And I know you don't agree with me on this because I think aliens are real. I think they're out there.
Yeah.
I think the aliens have always protected our planet.
And protected us.
Protected us. And now they're not. Now they don't want to.
They might. Well, we'll see, won't we?
Are you suggesting, Biggie, that some alien being is playing a high stakes game of asteroids?
Yeah,
this is asteroid.
Literally blowing asteroids out of the sky.
Yeah,
I think they let one slip past with the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
by accident.
My bad.
Yeah, I think they were like, "Oh, we can't ever let that happen again." So that's why we always hear these asteroids coming close.
Mm-hmm.
And, later they'll say, wow, that whizzed 500 million within 500 right, million miles of
right,
us.
Yeah.
I think the aliens, they're up there just kind of scooting them off. They won't ever hit us.
Yeah. In your scenario, Biggie, if indeed the aliens, the higher beings, what have you, are playing this high stakes game of real life asteroids, banging asteroids away from hitting our precious Earth, all we've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
To what? Why do they protect us? Are we just watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
We're their entertainment.
We're just trash TV.
It's kind of
100%. Yeah.
Maybe some live amongst us, like Men in Black. You know how Men in Black said there are. Yeah. You don't realize.
But I also think, I think you're exactly right. We are their trash TV.
Oh, I see. They don't want to give that up.
They don't want to end the show.
Yeah. Right. No, let's not end it yet.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
But we're like cockfights. Mm-hmm.
So are they letting this one get close to us just to mess with us, or
no? I think they'll just. I think they notice it, and then the aliens will scooch it out of the way.
Oh, you do.
They don't want us to scramble because that disrupts programming.
Right. Okay.
Well,
because
look at what I mean. Right now, they love us. I mean, we just had the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they're like, the mayor can't smell Eagles. we are their cheap entertainment. They renamed it the Gulf of America.
They did. No, by the way, speaking of naming things, some congressman just suggested yesterday, when we buy Greenland, and we're going to, it's a Republican congressman who has put forth a bill to allow President Trump to negotiate with Denmark to buy Greenland, and it would be renamed Red, White, and Blueland.
This is great TV.
I'm on board. Let's go to Red, White, and Blueland. Yeah. Uh-huh. You have to fly across the Gulf of America to get to Red, White, and Blueland.
You could do it.
Yeah,
it's a long way, but you could do it.
That's right.
I think when people spot alien ships and things, I think that's young aliens doing pranks, running and hitting the doorbell and running off.
Oh, you do.
Or so drag racing in the streets.
To show us. That's what, when we look up and see it.
Yeah, when people are like, oh, I was abducted. They put something on my butt. I think it happened.
Yeah.
But I think it's young aliens, and then they get, yelled at when they get back. Where were you? You better not have been at Earth.
Teenagers.
High school pranks?
You better not have put something up that redneck's butt.
Did you ding-dong dick your redneck butt?
It's senior,
sorry, Father.
Yeah. It's senior prayer.
I have a lot of theories on this, and I feel like I'm right.